WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be at the UN General Assembly today. His speech likely to touch on the conflicts in the Middle East and in Ukraine and in Sudan. The address coming amid heightened tensions between Israel and Lebanon.
Hezbollah hitting back after its deadliest day of fighting with Israel since 2006, with airstrikes that killed over 500 in southern Lebanon. The Iranian-backed militia firing over 120 rockets, targeting IDF military sites as deep as 25 miles from the border near the city of Haifa.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. Tropical storm John has struck Mexico's southern Pacific coast. Another tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico expected to strengthen as it approaches Florida's Gulf Coast. 41 counties in Florida under a state of emergency. California is suing ExxonMobil, claiming for decades it misled the public about how easy it is to actually recycle the plastic it produces. This is ABC News. New rules on the way for cell phones in California schools. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill into law mandating all 977 school districts here in California, charter schools and county offices of education come up with policies limiting or banning the use of cell phones by students on campuses by July of 2026. Studies show test scores rise dramatically when mobile devices are limited on campuses, but some parents oppose the move, saying they want to have contact with their children. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Several varieties of lactate milk are being recalled over potential allergy problems. The company says they may be contaminated with almonds. And up for sale, a necklace that may have links to former French Queen Marie Antoinette. It's on display now in London for the first time in 50 years and will be part of a Sotheby's auction in November, expected to sell for up to $2.8 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th, presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More school threats. A 12-year-old girl all the way in Arizona was taken into police custody for making a threat to Milwaukee schools. Milwaukee police were investigating the threat and ended up tracking the IP address to her home in Buckeye, Arizona. She's now facing felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. You'll remember last week we reported that the State Department of Justice is asking parents to talk to your kids about these threats and make sure they understand how serious they are. The Trump campaign announced Sunday that they are launching a Wisconsin bus tour that will run from September 23rd to September 25th. The bus tour consists of 9 stops ending in Waukesha. The tour will feature former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and RNC committee co-chair Laura Trump at the last stop in Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said they know all about Vikings running back Aaron Jones.
He's a problem. He is, and he looks really good, and I've been able to watch him a little bit. Certainly, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever had the privilege to coach, a guy like that. just in terms of how he goes about his business, and still got a lot of love for him.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A few sprinkles this morning, otherwise it'll be partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be clear, 47 tomorrow, sunshine 75 by Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, 54 in Green Bay, 54 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh, and a great looking week, isn't it though?
And weekend.
And weekend. And one of the things you do is go to the...
Well, the Packer game.
Oktoberfest?
But Saturday, the pregame, we are going to the Auto...
October.
I know. I put it on the accent on the wrong syllable. I know. It's you're right. It's the
gentlemen. Oktoberfest. I've just had a revelation. All these years, I've just gotten up in the morning. If I had gotten up to rush every morning you guys have just done,
absolutely,
my life would have been totally different.
Absolutely.
I've been bounding out of bed, absolutely, rushing to work.
There you go. That's our goal. That's
you know
one of our many, many
goals.
What
I just read, and I did it this morning. I just read that if you get, first thing you do when you get up is do as many push-ups as you can.
Oh, right.
You'll have the same amount of getting you up type thing as caffeine. Same type of thing.
No.
Yes.
With one push-up.
I didn't say
you said as many as we
did.
One push-up will give you that same rush.
As much of a boost as caffeine.
How come you're on your third cup of coffee then?
I'll read it. I'll find it for you.
Mino, I got to share that cover album that album cover.
Orleans,
right?
Yeah.
Kind of a scary one.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what song was on that one?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
No, that's a good song.
That was their biggest of all time.
One of the biggest,
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Remember when ABC used this as their campaign?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was back in the heyday at Charlie's Angels and those shows on ABC. Oh, man.
I mean, those
Battle of the Network Stars.
Yes.
They should bring that back. They need to bring Wonder Woman back for the 50 meter. That was incredible. That was right when I was in college, starting college. And people would talk about the TV lineups, like it would be Happy Days and Mork and Mindy and Laverne and Shirley. Then there'd be another night with the Charlie's Angels and something else.
And they all had great opening songs back then.
Absolutely. Yep. No question about it. And I remember I had a programming class. And that was a really fun class at ASU. I didn't study much. We had programming class and... That was cool, where it's like, you had to try to learn flow with your lineup and all those kind of things. It was really interesting. Yeah. And it's right during that heyday.
It was.
So it was really a lot of fun.
It was. And talking about Orleans, Love Takes Time is one of the great songs, I think, of the entire 70s, 80s.
Did you do radio?
I did.
Where at?
Back in Springfield, Illinois.
Okay.
I'm surprised the legend hasn't made it here that you would know that. I was morning drive in college.
Really?
Yes. And actually, I started
Wait, at commercial station or college station?
A college station, but we had a 50,000-watt station.
Oh.
And Here we go. Love Takes Time by Orleans.
Okay, I want to play a little game.
All right.
Kid, Daryl, I'm going to start the song again. Can you walk the ramp?
I'm going to try
okay.
here.
Okay. All right. Let's try it. Let's see how it goes.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We're with Mino and the Mayor. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And what a way to start your day with a band by the name of Orleans, taking it back to the 70s on 97.9.
That was good.
Not bad.
Wow.
That was good.
Not bad. That was really
that was
good.
That was good.
That was really good.
Yep. That was very good.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I did not know that.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
You just transported me back in time.
Yeah.
That was outstanding. You had great recall because that was great.
Where'd you go to school?
University of Illinois, Springfield.
Ah, okay.
And back to the 50,000 watt radio station, I spun classical music in the morning, my very first job, and then I had a chance to move up to rock and roll stuff later on.
Oh, you've got the voice to do both. You know, you could classical, do both of them, classical or
that's
rock and
interesting.
Roll.
Interesting. Wow.
You're talking classical rock or no, classical.
I wish I was talking classical.
Okay.
But you know what? I have to say, at dinner parties and events like that, I can talk about Rachmaninoff and I can talk about, the Beethoven, Bach, and know what I'm talking about. And
wow.
It all goes back to my college days, you know, where we were an NPR station back then.
Yeah.
And, but it was
does
a wonderful
still exist?
Experience.
National Public Radio, those kind of.
Well, sure.
Of course it does.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I mean with the colleges. Do colleges still have those?
Well, they do, but
because
most of them
are
now.
Our frequency right here used to be.
Right.
GPs.
Right.
Well, now my old station is all professional staff, but back then they had professional staff, and my career started thanks to them taking a chance on me on that 50,000 watt radio station.
That's cool.
But there's still the small college radio stations. I mean, St. Norbert.
Oh, most of them.
They still teach.
Most of the small college radio stations, the reason I mentioned 50,000 watts is we boomed out all over the place.
Right.
Most college radio stations, you barely get to dorms over.
That's what I was going to say. Absolutely.
But what's cool is it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
If those kind of,
in fact, I'm going to brag for
I didn't
a
know
second.
Commercial took everything over.
My son, our son, Jeff, who's in television now, was the college radio station host of the year at Illinois State University.
At Cornell?
In Bloomington, Illinois. And because they put so much emphasis on radio and television there for the young people, and he just loved it. He ate it, he breathed it, and he loved the history of it.
That's awesome.
And Norbert's... Did they invite you to be a guest? I thought they would at St. Norbert. You know, they were always looking for, and I was over there, and you're right, it went to four dorms. But they were so into that radio. I don't know what happened to those couple of those kids that were really
working.
Well,
I mean, I went to Arizona State, and we didn't have one. I that would have been awesome to have
one.
Oh,
there you go bragging again, John.
Yeah, I know, right? But we didn't even have one.
We went to these little state schools. Yeah. You went to the big boomer out there in Arizona.
Hey, you saw my ACT.
I did. It's better than I thought.
I did 23. What did you have?
What was it like going to ASU? Were you able to get on the air there? And I mean, was it?
There were like 500 kids in
the
program.
That's what I thought.
You had to get an internship. The big thing was getting an internship. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned 95% of what I knew about TV and broadcasting and the whole thing. Literally, I got from my internship versus school.
Right.
And I hate to say it. It's the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcasting. I'm sure it's much better now. But it was like. When I went there, it was like overwhelming the people. That's when the first people from the Midwest were moving to Arizona, and it was like dirt cheap. And then all of a sudden, just while it was the influx was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just too many students for what they had to offer.
That's the reason I selected the University of Illinois Springfield, because I had a chance to be on the air. I was headed for Southern Illinois University, which had a tremendous reputation back then, but they told me I would be at least a junior before I had a shot on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Internships, I would remember giving a State of the City one time and just really calling on the businesses in our community to offer internships, and they're not easy, right? It's not babysitting, but it's not, the most productive employee in the building. But boy, do we have an obligation as people a little older, a little bit more seasoned to offer internships.
And then those kids or whomever have an obligation that we're opening the door for you.
Right, right.
Because you've seen it so many times, they don't take advantage.
Right. And the other thing is that it's kind of a period of discernment, too. Like, maybe I don't want to do this. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
But You know, I just really harken back to that. And people who are listening, internships are, they're great. I mean, they're great for the student and they can be good for your company. Yeah. It's just, you got to have a program. It's got to be laid out. You got to have goals, because you don't want to get some college kid that really wants to be in radio and have him go filing all day. Well, it's like, come on.
And I've always said this. The reason Aaron Rodgers had a quarterback coach is you need practice and you need to have mentors who are showing you the way. You cannot go on radio and television and not know what you're doing and fool anyone.
Nobody.
It's one profession where there is no shortcut.
Yeah, you can be mayor for 16 years and walk into a studio. You can do that.
Just wait, that. How did you get here, John?
You called me.
I did, so. So, Daryl, I want to talk this.
But I want to say one thing, though, too.
Back to the
as far as with the internship type things, I've seen it both ways. I've seen where the kids come in and they just embrace it. And I always tell them, when you get an internship, do me a favor. Find something. Find one thing there, wherever, what station, wherever you're at, where you can take a little bit of the load off of somebody that actually works there. If you will be so invaluable, if you can find the slightest thing where you're actually making their job a little bit easier, you're in.
Right.
But if you're making their job harder because they have to babysit you and all that, you're out.
Well, that's what my son did, and I give him so much credit for this. He got a job at the same time at a commercial radio station, and John, he did that very thing. If they needed a cup of coffee, he went and got it.
Yep.
And they, in turn, took the time and effort to help him on his way.
That's exactly it. And that can be a difference breaker on your career.
Yeah, and I think an intern, and we tried to give them the word confidence, but if you have an idea, let us know. I mean, when I was in government, it was a little bit different, right? But, I mean, some of those kids, you know, those junior seniors at Norbert's and at TC and here at GB, it's like, wow, this is great. I mean, we've learned something from you, too. So I think they got to speak up and not just – I feel bad. My kid, they were all interns, but one of them got a job, and it was just filing.
Yeah,
it's like, you know what?
It's a waste of time.
It is. It's not, so you were at XYZ, great company, but – I mean, come on, that's not why we hire interns. We hire interns to learn a little bit, but to actually teach them. And if you have a program in place, they can be very, very valuable for both entities, right?
Okay, one of our interns at the TV station one year was Tammy Elliott.
Right, look
at
her.
Tammy Elliott took that and ran with it.
I didn't know things that. Turned out pretty well.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Wow.
So, I mean, those are kind of things that, you know, that's the, and we had, you know, a whole bunch of other ones that went on to other great professions, but that was the key. They would, when that person walked through the door, it wasn't, oh, I got to find something for them to do. It's, okay, good, they're here.
Right.
They can,
there you go.
All the difference in the world.
Seize the opportunity.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
So, hey, Darryl, I got to ask you one quick question. I mean, but do you still follow football as much as you used to and everything, or?
Well, we were immersed in it,
well,
you know,
I mean,
when, back in the day. So I don't follow it that closely, but I do follow it to the point where I'm interested in what's happening, especially, you know, with this whole NIL thing at the college level and how it's affecting the pros and what the pros are doing and certain things like that. I find it fascinating. But what I don't have anymore is that 24/7 mentality of I have to know what's going on at all times.
You know, that's exactly right. It's who was I talking to about that? That was a Packer beat writer, maybe Wes Hod, one of them, where they're still involved, but it's not that every day where you wake up in the morning and think to yourself, okay, I got to see what the other guys have. Did I miss something overnight? That thing wore a person out, didn't it though?
Oh, and here we go again.
Go ahead, hit the rap,
talk us into the break here. You're with the two best guys in Green Bay right now, Mino and the Mayor, on 97.9 WGBW.
Nice.
Dance with me. I want to be a partner. Can't you see? The music is just starting. Night is calling.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life and health care, including access to contraception, in vitro fertilization, and abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves health care and reproductive freedom. He knows reproductive rights are rights every woman is entitled to. He knows reproductive issues are personal and private matters between women and their doctors. Glenn Grothman voted against women's health, access to abortion and contraception, pregnant workers, and pregnant veterans. Stand up for your right to reproductive freedom. Vote for John Zarbano. Tell Glenn Grothman we're not going back.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
BW.
Hey, it's time for our Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. It's your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
And listen closely. This hour's keyword is green. G-R-E-E-N. That's green. Download the Civic Media app, find our stations, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
All right. Again, this hour's keyword is green. Your next chance to play is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair on Air. Again, the word is green. You've got till the end of the hour to text in for your shot to win in this statewide contest.
Nicely done, Daryl.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
You got the pipes working today. Got the whole thing going. Jim's saying hello to our next guests. Daryl, we're talking a little bit about football, though. Isn't it crazy how things have changed? You know, every Friday we have a different Packer player on. We had Matt Brock the other day. We had Yurko. Who else have we had, Todd? Don Davey.
Yeah.
Rich Moran. Okay. And to a man, especially the lineman, they say what they would give to go back 25 years or whatever, because they would be able to play so many more years because their bodies got so beat up from practices.
Oh, yes.
That's what ended their careers, kind of, is just wore you down in those days.
Well, you know, it's a lot like boxing.
Yeah.
There's so much of the pain and the hitting that takes place away from game day.
Exactly.
And you're absolutely right. It's like taking all these decades to come to the conclusion you need to preserve the body.
You know something, though, that I didn't realize? I think Larry McCarron and a couple of those guys had told me this. I mean, everybody talks about Forrest Gregg, how hard he was, and yada, yada, yada. They said Bart Starr's practices were harder.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm amazed at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I remember talking to Gary Ellis one day. He said, well, you know, in Bart's day, we hit every practice.
Yeah.
Every practice.
Yeah. You know, but they had a tremendous offense. You have to give them that.
Yeah, though. No question.
But the biggest change I see, at least from afar, John, is the fact that we used to have to chase. It was almost every day you were trying to get that story or break that story. Now they herd them in.
I know.
In front of everyone. Everyone has the same chance to interview. You don't get that intimacy that we used to get with the players.
And I always felt with this, the way it is now, that you might have this question you've thought up that's going to be a great, great question. And now you ask it, and everybody takes it like it's theirs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a huge change. And also, we used to march right into Judge Perrin's office,
absolutely.
Bart's office, whatever.
Absolutely. Now Bob Harlan's.
Now you can't even up to the backer offices.
I mean,
you
just walk
offices.
Into the train locker room. Yeah, exactly. Just in the back loading dock. Just,
exactly.
Just walk in.
And, you know, we weren't a threat.
No.
You know, we did our jobs. We had to say what we had to say on the air. But it wasn't taken personally.
No, exactly.
And as a result, we had a great relationship with the organization. And now it's become, and I hate to say big business, but it's really a multi-billion dollar business now.
Yeah, and they've got their people now, too, where they control things. You know, they've got their, not just, it used to be an agent,
right.
But now they have a team.
Oh, yes.
And you can just tell with some of the sound bites, it's like, okay, that was structured or practiced.
It almost sounds like NASCAR, where they have had a PR person and handlers
coach.
Who teach them how to answer questions.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. It's not far removed from, remember, the Olympics back in the day. And I used to cover pro skiing when I worked in Idaho in my first job.
Oh, wow.
There was a pro skiing circuit back in those days. And they would never do an interview without their cap pulled down to the logo and their skis, Rossignol, right next to them in the picture. I mean, that was as big of a part for doing it as anything. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know what? In those days, though, too, the guys, and we talk about this all the time, they were a little bit more normal guys in regards to them and their wives would get together all the time and we'd see them out at different places. And there was just a certain type of camaraderie that I don't think we'll ever see again.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the money has changed everything. I read something the other day that just fascinated me. The great Al Kaline played 21 years with the Detroit Tigers, had an off-season job all 21 of those years, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Today, you can come out of college and you're set for life. Some of these
guys... You might be able to come out of high school.
That's right.
Set for a lot of years.
And you know, some of these guys will never be able to outspend the money they're making. They'll try, but they won't be able to outspend
it. It's like Kirk Cousins and those people.
Right.
No, it's like, are you kidding me?
I know.
But another thing with the guys in that era, and I joked about this with Matt Brock. I said, Matt, I mean, with the money people are making now... I said, you know what our inducement was to try to get somebody to come over at like 10:30 on a Sunday night after they'd just been beaten by the Vikings? He goes, I said, it was a gift certificate for an oil change.
Yes.
And you know what? No one turned it down.
That's right.
And there were times when I was in the locker room where they did, hey, Mino, I forgot my oil change. Can you get it for me? And they would still take those oil changes.
And I think once upon a time, too, we also had a clothing store. And it might have been $100, which was a big amount.
It was in the mall downstairs here.
Yes.
No. It was a leather place.
Mayor, Paulo's. We're just talking about the good old days.
Daryl, Paulo's? Something like that, Paulo's?
Was that,
it was in the mall here.
You're probably
right. I think that was that. Wasn't that quarterback's place, that country place? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it was right in the old mall here.
Okay.
The right downtown mall that they never should have been torn down.
The thing that had a lifespan of like 6 years,
Jim's and we kept it around for tearing that down.
I'll take total credit
that was
for that.
My favorite place to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why.
A big cookie and an Orange Julius.
Wasn't there a place called Wilson's?
Yes.
That was in the mall or something?
Yes. Yeah, maybe that was the leather place.
But I just remember, you know, we were talking about Lynn Dickey back when we were doing those shows. A $50 gift certificate, $100 gift certificate. Oh, yeah. That was big stuff. And
that
the
was
players
huge.
Would come on
oh,
for that.
They would take those.
Didn't Whitehurst do a whole country western store? I think he did.
He was before me, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I never caught him.
All right.
Although
they had
Facebook
the country.
Friended him, and I'm trying to get him on.
All right. Cool.
He's a great guy.
Anyway.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Really?
No. Well, he got cut right when I got
He comes back for that alumni thing.
You know, but you know what? One other thing, though, too, and you've dealt with players over the years. If you find that select few, like you and A.J. Hawk, Donald Driver, you know, there's a certain group that no matter what the time period is, they're just the guys.
Right.
Absolutely. Loyal. They'll go the extra mile. They don't want anything. They just like, look, I think you're doing a good job. I love the city, and I want to support.
And Daryl would understand this more than anybody else. Larry McCarron and I always say, it's 2 minutes to show. You're in front of a live audience, and you got a Venus swimwear supermodel walks in the door and wants to go out and have drinks with you. Or the third string left tackle just walk through the door. Who are you more excited to see? Is that true?
That's funny.
That was always Larry McCain. Okay, so you got a supermodel. Larry, I want to go out and take you out for drinks. Or the left guard who's got a broken ankle and isn't going to play as he walks through.
All right, Daryl, we're going to see you this weekend.
Good imitation.
He just broke his ankle.
Right.
He's not even going to play.
Okay.
He might get amputated.
Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest. Come and see. This is a great lineup of German engineering, German cars.
Oh, it's about German food.
And, yeah. And great German food, too, right? And you got German beer, too, I see.
We do. Authentic this is German beer.
$15 a person. Bring the family. Bring your friends. 2 to 6 p.m. The Automobile Gallery. 400 South Adams. Oktoberfest this Saturday.
Boom.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Felt's Dairy Farm in Stevens Point is one of the four farms chosen to help celebrate the 2025 draft. Not only can you walk through their specially designed corn maze this fall, but cheese curds are also a fan favorite. We'll talk about it next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
At Feltz's Dairy Store in Stevens Point, cheese curds were such a popular item that Jake Feltz decided to get his cheese-making license to make his own. Just a few years later, he says they can barely restock fast enough.
When we opened, we were like, curds were kind of our most popular product. But at that point, it was kind of scary. The equipment we got was a little bigger than what we technically needed at the time. But now, 3 years later, the equipment is getting too small for us. We could use some bigger stuff. So we thought we'd have a whole bunch of leftover. We were getting, when we were kind of in the process of planting, we thought we'd need a lot of wholesale accounts, things like that, to try to use up the curds we were making. But yeah, now we sell everything just right on site. And like I said, we could use larger equipment already, especially this last summer. It's kind of hard to keep up with demand. So it's been, I think, better than we thought even.
They serve five unique flavors of cheese curds at the store. Feltz's Dairy Farm is also one of the four farms that's offering a 2025 draft-themed corn maze this fall. The 2025 draft is coming to Green Bay in the spring. Agriculture is a part of the celebration. You can learn more about it at MidwestFarmReport.com. And don't go anywhere. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has launched a Distressed Borrowers Assistance Network. The goal of the network is to provide personalized support to financially distressed farmers. Through a series of cooperative agreements, this national network will connect borrowers with help to regain financial footing. You can reach out to your local Farm Service Agency office to learn more. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A few sprinkles this morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, it'll be clear. 47 tomorrow. Sunshine 75 by Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
It's that time. Kids are back in school, and that means it's time to take special precautions to slow down in school zones. Watch for children in crosswalks, and be extra careful around school buses picking up or dropping off children. This message made possible by Revive Wellness Hydration, Vitamin Therapy, and Wellness Studio. Revive Wellness Hydration, Vitamin Therapy, and Wellness Studio with IV therapy and hydration to fit all of your health, beauty, fitness, and wellness needs. Book your appointment today. Email Revive by Lauren at gmail.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to give a shout out to Scott from Shorewood, who came by after the show yesterday and dropped off the new Matt Nair on air mascot. He has a friend who has a 3D printer, and they made Elon Musk's Jabba the Hutt. So Elon the Hutt.
You can tell that he grew up the prince of an apartheid king. It's amazing.
I'm sure this won't get us banned from Twitter.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long, 1598. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, thank you to Daryl Burnett. Coming here to talk about Oktoberfest, which to be taking place on Saturday from 2 till 6 at the Automobile Gallery. 400 South Adams Street in Green Bay, $15 admission for the entire day, an amazing German car exhibit, also all kinds of German food. You'll be loaded with that. That sounds like a really great event. Newski's the big sponsor for this.
Right, German beer, German food, and a lot of German cars. What did he say? Over $1 million of vehicles they're bringing in?
It's
the guy
amazing.
From Iowa brought a car up. And but you like German vehicles, that is the place to be. We're going, John.
All right, we're going. Scott and James.
Yes.
Great to have you here. Introduce yourselves. Has it been about 3 weeks
since you were it's been about 3 weeks.
Because Packers had their last exhibition game that night,
right,
didn't they?
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
right.
So go ahead, introduce yourself, what you were here for, and why you're here again today, because this is really interesting stuff.
Jim Fitzgerald, and I'm the president of the As You Were Foundation, a foundation that works to with veterans one-on-one, and gives them the opportunity to tell their military story and song. And we work with them each individually. And then we will be hosting events where they can come in with their families and essentially be reacclimated back into the world that they left before they went on to service. With me is James Goodlison. He's the vice president of the foundation. James?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
I got involved with Jason Seaver several years ago, and I was very fortunate to have him write my military story.
Neat.
So, we've really gotten involved. And if you really want to find out more about us and donations or whatever, go to asyouwereusa.org and look through our website. And there's also a button there that you can donate a little something.
Nice. Well, let's talk about this special one. We had the singer in here from Nashville a few weeks ago, and he was doing one on Iwo Jima.
Right. John, you are so kind. Jason Seaver was here, and he was one of the talents, of course. He's also the founder of the foundation that we had in, and you were so kind to offer to give him a sample of the black sand of Iwo Jima. And just so happens that Jason, in turn, talked to Daniel Davis. And for those who are listening, we had the World War II tribute guitar here that Daniel Davis had built. And he said, if you get that sand, he said, I'd like to incorporate that into the guitar. And you were kind enough to fulfill that promise. And we're so ever thankful for that.
Awesome.
Because it's going to be a nice add.
Well, it's going to be very cool to have that. And I don't know how he's going to do that, but there's some, I'm sure he's going to talk about that too.
Is that enough? Will that do the trick for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll just sprinkle that and put that on the front. And that's awesome. I think that's going to be very special.
Now, let me ask you this. Everybody doesn't get a guitar.
No.
But I mean, so this is a very special guitar, like a one-of-a-kind guitar.
Yes. It is a one-of-a-kind. James, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, James.
It is. What they're going to do with the sand is the challenge coin that was in the neck of the guitar at the very top.
Yeah.
They're going to remove that challenge coin and make a clear plastic coin, and they're going to put this sand in that plastic coin.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's awesome.
So, Jim Fitzgerald, your foundation, you need money. You have events coming up. I mean, how can people participate? This is really cool what you and James are doing.
The asyouwereusa.org is really where you want to go to find out information about our foundation. But, again, we will have events around the area, around the country, actually.
How did it go at Burkle's that night?
Sold out.
Great.
It was a sold-out event. We made some good dollars, and that will help us. Our foundation is in its first year.
Right.
And now we're going to look at putting on board members across the country so we can do this all over the United States.
Neat.
Interesting note about this. the Don Graves story that Jason Seaver told.
The Iwo Jima veteran?
Yes. When Jason was here, he talked about Don Graves being the last original flamethrower.
Wow.
That's alive. Don Graves is going to turn 100 years old in March. And he is still as spry and out advocating for veterans all across the country.
Where does he live?
He lives in Texas, I want to say.
Okay, I believe it's Texas.
Yeah, it's in Texas. And Jason had done his song, The Sands of Iwo Jima. And he sang that song the last time he was here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that is a tremendous opportunity for us to really take this nationwide. And he has been a strong advocate. Don Graves has been a strong advocate for us.
And the last of the flamethrowers.
The last of the flamethrowers. And, John, here's the interesting thing. He not only was the last of the flamethrowers, but he is the last individual alive that watched them raise the flag.
Wow.
On Mount Suribachi.
That's incredible.
You know, and that Mount Suribachi story, that course, that's a whole different, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, it is.
You know, they went through all the process of having to identify the people in the picture.
And they just re-identified them a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And there was some confusion on one of them that ended up to be Ira Hayes.
Well, James Bradley, too.
Yeah.
Was right. The big confusion. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, we all know that Ira Hayes story was told in the movie The Outsider.
Tony Curtis. Tony Curtis.
Yeah.
Played his part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Johnny Cash did the big song. Yeah. Ira Hayes. And
the Ballad of Ira Hayes.
Yeah.
So there's quite a legacy out there.
Oh, no question.
And it's nice to be part of that. And it's nice that you have somebody like Don Graves who is willing to talk to young Americans, young people across the country, and reintroduce them to what men and women did, how they gave, how they sacrificed so that we could have the freedoms that we enjoy today. It's a remarkable story.
And to do that through song is great because it's repetitive and you hear something else too sometimes, you know, when you read something twice or three times or listen to music. So this as you were USA.org, what if someone has someone that wants their story written? Is that something they would go through this as well?
Yes. James, go ahead.
Yes, there's a spot for songwriting on the website. And you fill out the form and, you know, not everybody, we wish we could write for absolutely everybody, but there is a process that you'll have to go through and you can do that again on asyouwereusa.org.
All right. And what about the artist? If an artist wants to participate, finds it in his heart that he'd like to write some music and that's on the website as well. That's an option.
They would have to call. That would, I think, be a board decision.
Okay.
To take on another writer.
I have a nephew who's in Nashville that is a great writer, so we'll do that off air. I just
he's definitely a songwriter.
Yeah, well, he's really good. But I think there's people who want to do this and not charge. They just, you know, these kids. He's 30 years old, but have freedoms and they know where it came from. And I think to honor that through music with one of your participants, I think, is just, it's good for everybody.
I want to get him on the air.
Yeah.
Would he come on the radio show, do you think?
Who?
Don Graves?
I think so.
Okay.
I certainly would be willing to ask that question.
We've had 100-year-olds on here before.
We've had people who act like
from Pulaski. Yeah. Jack.
There are mornings I feel like 100 years old.
Yeah, that's same here.
I just wanted to share another thing. The night of the event that we had here in Green Bay here 3 weeks ago, we also introduced another song that evening. And the song was written for a veteran who lives in Green Bay here. His name is John Piper.
Oh, sure.
I call him John 316 because I could never remember his last name. So that was an easy way for me to do it. But I interviewed him, John, and I know you'd appreciate this being a writer. And Jim, you know, you've been to the fair and so many times with some of these events. And here's what he said. We all sat around the TV, me, mom and dad and the kids, ready to watch the draft. It didn't take long. The second date pulled was December 24th. I went to the VA in Milwaukee and said, take me, I'm in. I mean, my number's been called. They bussed me back home to break the news to my parents. It was a pretty sight and hit my mom hard. I sat and listened to him tell me that story, and I thought to myself, put yourself in that living room.
Ugh.
put yourself in the position to have to face the fact that your number was the second drawn. Young people today don't understand what the draft was or is. Here's a gentleman telling that story. And then we find out that his brother, who is in high school at the time, younger brother, had been given an assignment in his English class to write a story. And he writes the story, which turned out to be a poem called Billy. And I asked John Piper, I said, why Billy? And he said, because back in the day, the Vietnam War veteran was not very well liked. And so my brother didn't want to identify me as the veteran. And he writes the story of Billy and how he watched his brother go off to war. Guys, there wasn't a dry eye in the house when that song ended, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. And you talk about the emotion in this music, and I just think the how important that was. I mean, Merry Christmas, right? Christmas Eve, he stepped up, and yet he went down there. I'm in.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that I've had several guys said this. It's like, okay, I know I'm going to go. The quicker I go, the quicker I'm back home. There's a little bit of that. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'm out of options, you know, and they just, you know. But think about it. One of the guys whose story I'm working on right now for my book, he waited like 4 years. He got out of high school, did not want to go to college, finally went to the Manitowoc Center or something for a couple of years, was majoring, but that was a 2-year school, right?
Yes.
Was majoring in education. So he got, if you were in education, you got deferments. Well, he didn't want to be a teacher. So you know what I mean? It just kind of gets to that point where he basically says the same thing. Okay, you know what?
Right.
It's going to happen. Let's get it over with. Yeah. So there was a little bit of that attitude where they guys just like, I don't see another option here.
Right.
So, and sometimes when they would do that, they would at least be promised a better MOS, a better specialty, because they're volunteering.
I've interviewed some people on my show and talked about, I don't know if that patriotism is as strong as it was back then. I don't know. You know, you guys deal with it every day, but just anecdotally, I don't see that. And what's it going to take? And this will help. These songs, this music, what you're doing is to, wait a minute, I can do what I want because of these guys. You know what I mean? I think that's important that we remind people of how good life is. And somebody said, well, you know what? We need to get patriotism back up, another 9/11. I'm like, really? That's what we got to do? We got to kill 3,000 people in our own soil? Yeah. There's got to be a better way.
And I think we've got a great young generation. I mean, we had the recruiter in.
I agree.
Grant, we've got a great young group of human beings out there right now. They'll answer the call. I mean, they really were. Those poor Vietnam guys. I mean, nobody knew where Vietnam was. Nobody knew why we were going there. Nobody knew. You know what I mean? And you'd see the body bags on the news every night and those kind of things. So I give those guys all the credit in the world, man, for what they ended up doing to go to such a unpopular war and so many casualties. It's mind-boggling.
Well, and I think what underscores all of that is, you know, we like this music, right? What are we fighting for? Like, I don't know. You got to have a... You gotta have a mission. You gotta have a reason. You know,
right?
I just don't think it was as clear as some other things are.
We can go back to the whole Gulf of Tonkin thing we're talking about. The LBJ.
Right.
But Jim, I think this is awesome what you're doing, both you guys. Yeah. This is great, making these stories come to life.
Right.
Thank you. It's an honor to do it. It's an honor to be involved, and we'll continue to grow and expand it. And as we do, we'd love to continue to partner with you and get the word out here.
You bet. And again, whatever leftover sand you have, find a good place for it, okay?
You bet.
All right.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Jim.
It'll all go into the guitars.
It'll all go to the guitars? Awesome. Right. Great.
AsYouWereUSA.org.
Absolutely.
Go to the website. Look this up. There's opportunities to donate. There's opportunities to learn. And, yeah, thank you guys for doing this. I mean,
I think it's awesome.
So do I.
And I'd love to get him on the phone, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, can you work on that for me?
We'll work on that.
Great. That'd be fantastic.
There's your assignment.
All right. We got to start a quick break. Carl Winter, NBC 26, will be joining us in a few minutes. Also, Heidi Sherman from Midwest Viking Fest, which is huge.
Big deal.
That's going to be taking place. Back after this.
The sand of Iwo Jima was a hellish shade of black, but God was with me on that island. The first time I'd prayed like that, patch of dirt out in the ocean that Roosevelt had to have, We lost 7,000 men there, so six could raise that flag. We fought for our freedom, we fought for the flag. We fought for each other, and we had each other's backs. I still pray for my brother.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Don't forget, go for the green or gold. Text to win contest is on right now. You've got till 8 o'clock to text in this hour's keyword. The keyword is green, G-R-E-E-N. That is green. Download the Civic Media app. Find our stations, WGBW or WISS. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen. Send that keyword right now for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word this hour is green. You've got till 8 o'clock to get that in and get a shot to win. Go for the green or gold with Civic Media and Mino and the Mayor. And now here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt. I was waiting for you guys to take over there.
But that's, yes, that's he's okay. Going on and on. And
I thought you were doing something there.
He was doing great.
Oh,
he
all
was
right. All right.
Reiterating our contest that's going on right now. And we were talking to our guests as they were leaving.
Special thanks to Jim and James.
Boy, that song is cool great, stuff. Isn't it? That is really...
Yes. I can't wait to see it with the sand actually embedded in the guitar.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be neat what he's going to do with that.
I didn't realize it was that dark, the sand.
Yeah, it looks like pepper.
It does.
It's exactly like pepper.
I have sand from Kuwait that a friend of mine wanted. I should give it to him. Like, how long have you been sitting on that sand? 6 years? No longer than
the stuff I've got?
Yeah.
Oh, probably 20.
Really? It was 20 years ago you were over there?
What are you talking about?
The sand that you got.
The sand I just gave
you? Yes.
Him? That was from Iwo Jima. I've never been there.
Okay.
Oh, no, that was from an old veteran.
I see.
Who gave that to me.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you're not, you are, like, will be arrested if you take anything off of there these days.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, anything. Like a grain of sand. It's like, no, this is a national preserved thing now.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to do anything. But this guy was stationed on there, so he did it at the time. I think it'd be so much fun, though, to go explore those old bunkers and things like that.
Yeah, you gotta get over there.
Well, you can't. They won't let you. You can't visit it. The Navy is... I think they gave it over back to the Japanese now,
oh,
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was really, really, really restricted.
All right, but you've been to Normandy, right?
No.
That's on your
that's
bucket
where
list.
I need to
that's
go to Normandy.
That's on your bucket
absolutely
list.
Absolutely.
Okay. I remember talking
love
about
to go
that.
To Normandy.
What do you think the energy is like around places like that? Because, you know, ghost hunting and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm into all that.
I wonder
what that would be like.
Well, I bet that's... I bet that...
Knock you right off your feet.
Right.
I was reading one thing. You know, I saw it on the Facebook type things. But a guy discovered a place, I want to say New Mexico. Explorer, like, you know, half ashed, as we used to say, gold miners. So we had some of those in the UP because there'd been gold mines. You know, they'd pan and they'd dig and they would. And he found this cavern where I want to say there were 22 Spanish soldiers, you know, the Spaniards when they invaded, all laying there, you know, their bones with all their equipment laid out perfectly with them and everything. And wow. He said it was the eeriest thing he's ever been around. And I thought about you, Todd. I thought, oh, Todd would like this.
Oh, yeah.
Turn on a meter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Light it up.
Yeah. But anyway, big things taking place around the area this weekend. And we're going to be talking, as we mentioned, about Viking Fest coming up a little bit. We got Carl Winter from NBC 26 coming in the house. Got a lot of stuff to talk about.
And the whole Packer game, too, right?
And I mean, we
built it around that.
I got to tell you something else about that. We always talk about, you know, living in Green Bay. And this has been kind of a, I don't want to say a boring start to the season, but I mean, okay, they played in Brazil, which was great, but it was a disaster, you know, with what happened.
Right.
Okay. And then, you know, you got the Colts, which aren't exactly one of those teams you get. And then you got another team, Tennessee. But now we got the Vikings in Green Bay. This is Titletown. This is the fun part of living in Titletown. I mean, I want to see a whole bunch of Viking jerseys walking around here this week. Want to see the bridge purple. Want to do the whole thing. This is when it's really fun, when you got a big rival. I mean, literally, you almost wait all year for a weekend like this.
So is this, to you, is this a bigger rival, or is it still the Bears?
I say it's the Vikings.
Yeah,
because the Bears have just been so terrible. I mean, God bless them. But what was Rodgers, 26-5?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Right.
You know?
No, and the Vikings are easy to not like.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's
what
they don't give you a reason to like them.
Just everything about them.
Nothing.
The only thing they've got going for them, I will say this, is they really honor Prince in their stadium.
Like you said, they got nothing going for them.
I was going to say, I like the state a lot.
Yeah.
I really do. I like Minnesota a lot, but God, I hate that team.
Oh,
yes.
I hate it.
So
I despise it. Because I think I'm still scarred a little bit from living up there when they went to the Super Bowl twice and the Packers were horrific. I took a pounding from Viking fans up there in those days. So I've never forgotten that. Never, ever, ever forgotten. With Chicago fans, it's always been a fun kind of thing. Lions fans, it's been a fun type of thing. But something about the Vikings thing was they took that a step further.
And there'll be a lot of purple here.
Oh,
I mean, that's
man.
So, 5-6 hours? So that, yeah,
they'll be loaded with purple.
It will.
Will it start on Friday, do you think?
Yeah.
Well, the two-night minimum.
Right.
Is it a noon game? Yeah, it'll start Friday because they'll leave after the
is
game.
Is it a 3 o'clock game?
No, I think it's at noon, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's at noon.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole bunch of noon games this
year. Well,
there's
an event this weekend, isn't there? And they're doing the meat raffle or something like that at noon because it's a 3:15.
Oh, yeah. At D's.
At D2.
Double D's.
No, not D2. D2's. It's
D2's.
Called D2.
D2's.
The Go-Go Dancers.
Yeah. What's that?
The Go-Go Dancers.
I still don't believe that.
John, where have you been? When you go to the games, where do you
park? I don't
park?
Go to
where
the
do
games.
You walk? Oh, well, that's why you don't see it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, when I did go to the games, I parked right across from the stadium and then just went. I never go to the bars, never go to the tailgates.
Okay, that walking up Stadium Drive or Armed Forces Drive, I should say, that's fun. It's cool.
Well, I'll bet.
That's where the Pope is and, you know, those guys who drop up in costume and it's just, and they have the dancers at D2 and then there's
are they the D2 dancers? I mean, I would think
kind of like the Solid Gold Dancers.
Yeah,
right.
Gold Dancers?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say yes. I don't know.
I remember seeing video of one of the most famous bars of all time in Hollywood,
Whiskey A Go-Go.
Some of the biggest names ever got their start there. Right, Todd?
One of the best stories, and I think I've said this on the show, was Ronnie Millsap. He was playing Whiskey A Go-Go.
Oh.
And all he said this at the Grand Ole Opry. What he kept saying to himself was, God, please let me just see for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was the place.
I just... The excitement this weekend, and it is great that we're playing the Vikings, and I was looking at the odds. We got to talk about that maybe tomorrow.
Right.
We're going to go to the casino this afternoon and play some bets. But that tailgating, I think, is just awesome. I just love it.
You know
I'm going to go tailgate.
This year I can do it. This year I hope to tailgate.
Yeah.
I haven't been invited to any, but if there is one that someone's inviting me, I'll tailgate.
Okay.
All right, guys, take a quick break. Back right after this. I could leave, but I won't go.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Bill Carroll, President, Teamsters Joint Council 39, and Ben Wickler, Chair of Wisconsin Democratic Party. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.